A healer is someone who seeks to be the light that she wishes she had in her darkest moments. Veronica Tugaleva.
Empowerment and education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Layla?
What?
What do you think your favorite essential oil is this week?
Joy.
Joy? Why do you like joy?
Because it makes you happy when you cry.
Uh-huh. What do you like to do with joy? Where do you like to put it?
I put it on my heart.
Well, that's one of my favorite essential oils as well. And the Joy Essential Oil Blend is made by Young Living, and it's composed of lemon, mandarin, rose, Roman chamomile, palmarosa, jasmine, rosewood, geranium, ylang-ylang, and bergamot essential oil. It's a beautiful blend, very floral. And you can put it over your heart like my little daughter Layla likes to do, or you can put it on your wrist or your outer ears or in your diffuser. It's a very strong one, so I recommend only putting one or two drops in your diffuser at a time. Today's interview is all about helping healers stay healthy. It's not easy out there when you spend all day helping others stay healthy. So today we're going to concentrate on easy ways that you healers out there can keep yourselves well. Before we get to the interview, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's DIY dugout recipe comes from Renita, who's on Instagram as at @raising5hearts. Her recipe is for a DIY face serum. To make the DIY face serum, you'll need 5 drops each of frankincense, lavender, copaiba, and lemon essential oil. Combine your oils in a 30 milliliter bottle and top with a good quality jojoba oil. Use at night before putting on any moisturizer. Thanks so much for your recipe, Renita. And since you use the hashtags Revolution Oils Podcast and DIY Dugout on Instagram when submitting your recipe, you are qualified to enter our monthly giveaways. It's not too late to enter to win. We're going to be doing a giveaway every month for the rest of the year. And as soon as you've entered into the dugout, you are entered for the whole year. Now onto the show. I'm here with Adam Nicholson. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hello, Samantha. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those who don't know Adam already, let me briefly introduce him to you all. Adam grew up in Nashville. He's worked in politics. He moved to Korea, and now he works with healers and wellness centers as a consultant. He's an aromatherapy and sound healing practitioner, and he also helps other healers learn how to find more clients and more predictable incomes. So, Adam, I'm excited for you to be here today, and I want to focus our discussion on this world of healers. There's so many of us out there who consider ourselves healers or maybe just educators, but there's so many people out there trying to help other people live their healthiest lifestyle. And it can be really challenging to stay healthy when you're doing that. But my first question for you is how would you define what a healer is?
Well, that's a good question, Samantha. And I think that for me, a healer is anyone who is helping other people live a more healthy, more authentic life. And I think that can be within our body, within our emotion, within our spirit. And as you said, there are so many of us out there working to do that. And I think you can find it in people who don't even consider themselves healers. We all know folks who help us achieve those a more healthy and authentic life.
Absolutely. You don't necessarily have to be working as a quote professional healer to be a healer, right? So many parents out there, moms and dads who sort of keep the family healthy, or you're that friend who people are always going to, you know, to get the oils or get the advice or what have you. So there's so many ways that we can be healers for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And a lot of your work revolves around consulting with different practitioners as well. Where did you begin to realize that coaching practitioners was sort of your calling?
It was a really tough journey. When I came back from overseas, I wanted to start my own business. And like many people, I just thought I would continue doing consulting work and didn't really think too much about who I really wanted to help. And basically, through a series of mishaps, I just sat with myself and realized, well, like, who do I want to work with? Who do I enjoy working with the most? And I thought about the people I surround myself with, which a lot of my friends are working as healers. They do a lot of work with aromatherapy, sound, Reiki, all kinds of stuff. And I realized that's who I wanted to work with. That's who I wanted to help. So it took a lot of honesty and being authentic to myself and listening to myself and trusting myself, because it was a pretty scary jump because everyone around me said, don't do that. But I decided to go ahead and do it. I jumped in and it's been wonderful.
That's great. Yeah, I can't think of a more in need sort of category of people to, you know, receive that help would be that category of healers in so many ways, because they're all such heartfelt people, but not necessarily, you know, business minded, and they might need that extra boost for sure.
Yes.
Talking about healers and the challenges that they face as far as staying healthy and staying balanced. I mean, I can think of a few challenges out there that can prevent that, such as technology and feeling stretched so thin and kind of living in this fast-paced world. But what do you see are the biggest challenges today for healers being able to, you know, stay at the top of their game as far as health and staying centered and grounded?
Well, I think you highlighted what I typically come across with my work, which is, you know, we have access to so much information. And as a healer, you can see what everyone else is doing. And what I will often come across are people who, you know, they see their friend or their colleague who has a great Instagram channel or a ton of YouTube followers, and they think that they need to do the same thing. They feel like they need to replicate it in order for them to have the success that they're seeing other people have. And so what I often coach my clients with is to follow their gut and to stay grounded and to really listen to themselves and realize what they want to do and also what their clients are responding to the most. Because I do think when we start looking at other people like that for guidance, we do get stretched too thin, and then we get stressed out and we end up starting a ton of projects that we never finish, which just makes us feel worse and less and more insecure, less grounded. And it just has this ripple effect, which I typically doesn't result in a positive outcome.
So what would the solution be for that?
Well, I think the solution is, well, for instance, for a healer who does work with a lot of modalities and can do a lot of things, because to be honest, most of the folks I work with, you know, most people don't just do one thing. But I often encourage people to think about the one thing that makes you different, that sets you apart. Who have you seen, which work has provided the most benefit to your clients? And what do you enjoy doing the most? Because that's where you're going to have the greatest impact. You're going to end up reaching more people. And it's often counterintuitive, because a lot of us think that, you know, if we have more modalities, more expertise, then we can reach more people. But it usually has the opposite effect, because when we put ourselves out there and spread ourselves too thin, then no one sees us as an expert in any of them. And so to stay centered, stay grounded, and just continue to focus on that one thing, be the expert in that one area, and you will see more results. You'll be happier. You'll heal. In the end, you'll heal more people.
I love that, especially about finding what brings you the most joy, right? I feel like joy is such an underrated medicine out there. When we're doing things that bring us joy, I think our whole bodies benefit down to the cellular level. I think it's totally possible.
Yes.
Well, Adam, let's dive into essential oils a little bit here and how they can play a role in all of this. And maybe first tell us, how were you introduced to essential oils?
I was introduced a long time ago. I don't even know if I can remember. But, you know, I started using them in my diffuser because I thought they smelled good. And, you know, I was in an old building and wanted to get rid of the old building smell. So just using them that way. And then as things tend to grow, I kept doing research, discovered, and wanted to know more and more about the emotional aspects and the spiritual aspects and the medicinal benefits of the oils. And one thing led to another, and now it's a multiple times a day practice for me, and I can't imagine living without them at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to dive into that a little more with you, Adam. Let's do that after this short break to thank our sponsors.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
And we're back with Adam Nicholson talking about helping healers stay healthy. So Adam, we kind of took a break off on the topic of essential oils. So let's dive a little deeper into that. What is it about essential oils that make them so effective? And, you know, what are some ways that healers can incorporate them into their own routine to stay at the top of their game?
As you know, the essential oils are very complex and they operate on multiple different levels. And that is just one of the things I love about them, is that, you know, you can use an oil to address a physical need, an emotional need, and a spiritual need. And they're so powerful. They have millions of years of evolution to go from, millions of years of wisdom that they have worked through that we as humans just can't access. And for me, what I found is that opening myself up, listening to the oils, they never steer me wrong. And I wake up every day, I set my intention for the day. And I typically, you know, sometimes I go to the same oil. I have a few that are my go-tos that I just really like working with. But typically I will just ask, I'll set the intention and say, which of you is going to help me get there today? And then just see what comes up and see what I'm feeling. And then I will typically apply it directly on my skin. And it's just, it never ceases to amaze me the difference I feel physically, energetically. It's just incredible. And even in the middle of the day, I'm sure after this interview, I'll head over and apply some, because I just find that finding the oil that resonates the most with you, putting it on in the middle of the day, it's just this huge energy boost that you just can't get from coffee or tea or any of the other tools we use. There's just something about the oils that is so powerful and deep, and it just has this intensity to move energy and blockages.
Yeah. And they're so easy to use too. That's like one of my favorite things about them. It's just, you can just walk over to your shelf and pop open a bottle and just bam, you know, it's done. So it's so easy.
Absolutely.
Something you said kind of piqued my curiosity there, Adam, about the evolution of the essential oils, you know, and how they've had millions of years of evolution. Can you expand on that a little bit? I find that really fascinating.
For me, it's just a basic matter of the fact that the plants, they've been here much longer than us. They've seen a lot more ups and downs. They've weathered problems and issues that we're just beginning to see. And so what I feel in the oils is that longevity, and what I would just call that wisdom that has come through the millions of years of existence, and that, you know, that has been genetically transferred through those years up to now, so that we can benefit from this accumulated wisdom. And I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, when you go to a specific oil, it just has so much more depth and understanding than we typically get from other areas.
That's so beautiful. I love that. What are some of your go-to oils? You said that you have a few that you tend to kind of always circle back to. Which ones are those?
The one I've been using a lot recently is Kanuka or Manuka, which would be similar. You know, the small bush from New Zealand that just, it's great for your skin. And it just gives me, I put it on my face in the middle of the day and it's like I'm just waking up. The other, you know, frankincense, of course, is always, always, always powerful. And I like to do a tea with that. So I will heat up some water, pour it in a cup, and then put a few drops in there, which allows me to inhale the essence. And then I get to drink it. So it just has this dual benefit. And I will also put that on my face as well in the morning, just as a nice pick-me-up.
Adam, you've already given us a glimpse into sort of your daily routine, but give us a glimpse into your health routine as well. What kind of things do you make sure you incorporate, whether that be supplements or oils or exercise, every day to keep yourself well?
As I said, my morning time is my meditation and writing time. That is so important to me. That sets my day up every day. And I think above all else, that has changed my life for the better since I started doing it several years ago. In terms of supplements, I basically don't use anything anymore except for the oils. I have not been to the doctor in I'm fairly healthy, and luckily I don't have to go to the doctor that often. But whenever I feel a pain or something coming along, I just, you know, I breathe into it. I ask the oils who's going to help me. And then, you know, it never fails. It just always works. They heal me and I move along. With that, you know, it's very important to me to stay active. I do a lot of walking, exercise. And in addition to that, I think one of the most important pieces that has kept me healthy for so long has just been a very intentional effort to have fun. And for years and years ago, I suffered from depression and would sit at home and wallow in my sadness. And, you know, I came out of that. And one of the things I learned was I have to, you know, it's up to me to get out there and find the things that I enjoy. They're not always going to land in my lap. And so, you know, every week and every weekend, I try to get out of the house and do things either with myself or with friends that I just love doing that bring me that joy that I can't necessarily get through my work, which I also am lucky enough to love. So that's really important to me. And I think with that comes the learning aspect. Fun and learning are two of the core pieces of that keep me going as an individual. If I'm not learning something on a daily basis, I just get bored, and that is not a good place to be, I have found.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I love your approach to, you know, really taking responsibility for finding that fun and finding that joy in your life. When we're little kids, it seems like it's so easy to find that joy everywhere. And, it, you know, to some extent, our parents sort of orchestrate some of that as well. And then we grow up and we're like, oh, actually, I have to actually put effort behind here to find that joy and find that fun in life. Yeah. And if you don't do that, I feel like, yeah, it's absolutely very easy to fall into a sort of sadness and depression. Thank you for that. Well, last closing question for you, Adam. What's, in your opinion, one thing that everyone needs to just ditch completely, say goodbye to, and replace with something healthier today?
For me, I think I would say, stop saying, I can't do that. I'm not good at that. Stop making excuses. And I think I didn't fully understand this lesson until I started my own business. And I think it's the greatest thing I've learned, which is to expect failure, and more importantly, learn how to fail safely and fail quickly. I work alone by myself, and I know that when I start a new project, it is not going to be as successful as I imagined it to be. So, you know, I set it up in a way to test it out with friends or family. But I've learned that if I don't just barrel ahead and do it, it's never going to get done. And I see that with so many friends and clients as they just put up so many barriers ahead of them. And you know, as their friend, that they have the talents, they have the skills to do this. But, you know, I think it's just so important to just go ahead and do it and give yourself the grace to fail and then move on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Adam. This has been a really insightful talk with you today. Last thing before you go is just your opportunity to tell people how they can connect with you, and go ahead and give yourself a shameless plug here too, and let people know how you can benefit them and their work.
Yes. Thank you, Samantha. So my company is called Adam Nicholson Digital. You can find me at adamnicholsondigital.com/revolution. I set up a page there for all the podcast listeners. You can find out more about me, more about my business. You can sign up for my email list or go ahead and schedule a consultation if you'd like to talk further.
Wonderful. And I look forward to your interview on our other podcast as well. So if you are a healer, specifically in a business, if you own your own practice, if you take on clients and you want to learn how to really maximize that income potential, hop on over to our other podcast, the Revolution Oils Coaching Sessions podcast, where you can hear Adam talk even more about how to really maximize your income potential as a healer. Thanks so much, Adam. It was such a pleasure talking with you here today on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone for listening. If you want to see how you can support the show, go to revolutionoilspodcast.com/sponsors to see a full list of our show's sponsors. Now my daughter Layla will say goodbye.
This is Layla White. Thanks for listening. Keep on learning. Keep on discovering. And most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.